Our second reading from the New Testament, from the book of Acts, chapter 10, the verses 34 through 43. Peter fairly exploded with his good news. It's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. God plays no favorites. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and are ready to do as He says, the door is open. The message He sent to the children of Israel, that through Jesus Christ, everything is being put together again. Well, He's doing it everywhere, among everyone. You know the story of what happened in Judea. It began in Galilee, after John preached a total life change. Then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country, helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all this because God was with him. And we saw it all, everything he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, where they killed him, hung him from a cross. But in 3 days, God had him up, alive, and out where he could be seen. Not everyone saw him. He wasn't put on public display. Witnesses had been carefully handpicked by God beforehand. We were the ones there to eat and drink with him after he came back from the dead. He commissioned us to announce this in public, to bear solemn witness that he is in fact the one whom God destined as judge of the living and dead. But we're not alone in this. Our witness that he is the means to forgiveness of sins is backed up by the witness of all the prophets. Here ends scripture. Blessed are they who see God's word and God's will in their everyday lives. Cannot help it, but today we do smell the fragrance of these beautiful lilies. Why lilies? Well, for us, they are symbols of a living Christ. They are silent witnesses to the heart of our Christian faith. It is Easter again. No matter how diverse and often contradictory the different understandings of Christianity of the first Easter might be, we are all bound together by a common faith in Jesus Christ, our living Lord. So Easter is a good time for Christians to witness, to think or talk about death, yes, and also about life after death. For one thing, all Christianity agrees on the eternal nature of the life and the message of Jesus Christ. But take heed. The mystery of life and death and life after death remains a mystery to this very day. Martin Luther, the Protestant church reformer, expressed our not knowing about the details of an afterlife with a particularly appropriate analogy. Martin Luther said, "We can know as much about life beyond death as an unborn baby traveling down the birth canal and about to be born can know about the world it is about to enter." Now, Martin Luther, how much is that? Brothers and sisters, the answer is clear. Nothing. Yet, Martin Luther's comparison affirms his belief, and we want to affirm it today, that there is indeed something at the end of the journey. In the midst of all this uncertainty, we can be confident of one thing. When you and I die, we do not die into nothingness, but we die into God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Little as we may know, I know, praise God, that glorious day when I breathe my last, I will not die into nothingness. Will die into God. And that assurance is not only mine, it is also yours. We can know, we can understand, we can teach one another what salvation means in this life that we are in right now. And at the center of the biblical understanding of salvation is a relationship with God in the present. Do you still have a relationship with God? Have you spoke with God this morning? Can you tell us what you said? One thing is for sure. Salvation. And you and I proclaim that we've experienced the salvation of accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And that salvation brings us freedom. It brings us joy. It brings us peace and love. And whose fruits will always be, as long as we live, compassion for one another and justice wherever we can help it. So the ultimate goal of the Christian life is to have a true and a steadfast relationship with God. And the invitation of the Christian message is to become aware of God's presence and to enter into a sincere relationship with God. Because when we have that sincere relationship with God, we can also find on a daily basis healing and wholeness. Have you experienced that? Sometimes when you feel broken down by this world, in the presence of God, in the quietness of our togetherness with God, we find healing and wholeness. Have you experienced that? I've experienced many times in my life what it means to fall on my knees before God, broken. Just to know healing. Healing and wholeness is mine. Oh, I've never seen Jesus, but I felt God's touch in my life so many times. Are you broken today, not knowing where to turn? Oh, brother, sister in Christ, you can still reach out in faith and you can touch the face of God. This relationship transforms us by healing the wounds of existence and changes our lives Not one day in the vague future, but here and now, day after day, even today, into a rich and a rewarding and a meaningful life with God. With God, in and through Jesus Christ, in your life and in mine. Well, the Bible describes different incidents of how difficult it was then, and many in our time will tell you that it is still not easy to come to grips with the concept of a risen Christ. And you think we have doubts, because we all have our doubts from time to time. And if you didn't have them, then you're not normal. We all have our doubts. You're not surprising the Bible. The Bible tells us about a doubting Thomas. He couldn't believe this whole story of a living Christ. He needed to see before he could believe. And the moment came when he saw and believed. God help me not to be a doubting Thomas. I don't want to force God to give me a sign. I want to rest on the faith, a deep, calm faith inside. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Thomas would never doubt again. Well, there was also the Emmaus walkers. Oh, and they were talking and they were chatting, but their backs were turned to Jerusalem, to the place where the suffering took place. They just want to get away from it all. Jesus is gone. Jesus is dead. They're on their way to Emmaus. Alone. Because Jesus was crucified. Crucified? Yes. But what happened? While they were breaking the bread, as we do so regularly, when we reach out to the tokens of bread and wine, while they were breaking bread, the Bible says, Jesus became known to them, visible. That's why it's a good thing to celebrate communion. Sometimes we just need to touch the tokens of love and forgiveness. To know without a doubt, blessed assurance, I am not alone. Weeping Mary by the graveside of Jesus unexpectedly heard her name called in that oh so familiar voice. Mary? Mary. And then for her, reality broke through. Then she understood. Then she knew. The Bible says how she responded. She says, Rabboni, teacher. Ain't that great? Can you and I on this Easter morning say the same? Rabboni, teacher. From that moment on, they never doubted again. Have you seen with your spiritual eyes who the living Christ really is? Much deeper, have you ever had a Rabboni moment in your life? The moment that all your doubt disappeared. The moment that you discovered, that you understood, and that you knew with all your heart, Rabboni, Jesus, my teacher. How vivid in my memory, how precious did the grace appear. The hour I first believed. Oh yes, I have seen the Lord. O love, that will never let me go. I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe, that in Thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. In person, well, I've never seen the Lord. However, in faith, I did, and I still do, day after day after day. Oh God, let it be for all of us from this moment on. Amen.